Hello everyone, it's Tim. Welcome to North and South Podcasts. Just me today, and I'm a bit late doing this because it was my birthday in the week and Wednesday, when I don't work, or I don't work in my proper job, as it were, I went out to celebrate my birthday on Wednesday. It was quite a busy day. I don't drink alcohol, as you may know. And I spent time with my son and some friends, and I just didn't get round to editing the podcast I've got with Dom from Hope Street, so that'll be next week. So I'm trying to do this in one take, and I will see how it goes. It is Sunday evening, and I was 45 on Wednesday. My mum and dad are in their 70s now, and I'm halfway to 90, and 45, it's just, you're just a day older, aren't you? But it was a bit mad being 45 with how quick it appears the 40s have gone so far. And everyone probably says this, the older they get, but absolutely crazy to think I'm 45 and I still behave like a big baby. Now, I know early humans lived until the 20s, and I know that in the Middle Ages people in this country tended to live to around 30, although a lot of that was people dying very young of diseases. Once you got to 30, you might have lived to like 50 or whatever. I also know in the early 19th century in Liverpool the life expectancy was 15 for a whole host of reasons, such as the seasonal nature of the the labour conditions in Liverpool were based on the port. So if stuff wasn't in the port, there wasn't much work to do. So there was less wage security in Liverpool around that time. And you also had a lot of very wealthy landowners who owned a lot of land and didn't really build housing for people to a decent standard. But that's another story. We are all mortal. And I always remember what John F. Kennedy said when he was given his speech at his inauguration. In 1961, January, was it? Very cold day. And he said about the Soviet Union that we all cherish our children's futures. We all breathe the same air. And we are all mortal. And I didn't do the Bostonian accent there, which I sometimes do when I'm doing JFK. But we are all human, and we're all one day older today than we were yesterday. And one day closer to not being here. And it's very important that we always have that at the back of our minds and on our shoulders, that kind of stoic understanding that we're not going to be here forever and we need to make the most of things. And we also need to put things in perspective as well. Last week I did a podcast on equanimity, which means a lot to me, and I've had to work really hard to keep me equanimity this week. And I think largely I did keep it, but that's another story. So what do we do each day? We should be mindful. We should seize the day, carpe diem. And you can have days, weeks, months, years that just fly by, and you often think, oh, I didn't stop and have a look around, as Ferris Bueller says on his day off. Life moves pretty fast, and if you don't stop every now and again to have a look around, you might miss it. Life does move quick. Each day we can be mindful and try to appreciate what we experience each day. And that often can be associated with just present moment awareness, which is linked to meditation, which I do daily. The idea that you're just aware of the fact that you're here now by focusing on the breath or focusing on your senses or just being aware that you're in this moment. It might be as you're like sitting down at your computer or leaving a room or driving or in the midst of talking to someone. Just be aware that you're here in this moment. Be very empowering. I always remember the guy in Catch 22 by, is it Joseph Heller who wrote Catch 22? And, excuse me, that's nasal. You know, I'm meant to be doing one take and I'm sneezing during takes. There's a fella who between missions, I don't know if you've read Catch 22, but it's a phenomenal book, really good book. And it's an existential book, even if, you know, you don't view it purely as a book about World War II and the difficulty of the flying missions. for the bombers, etc., for the Allies, the US forces. But it's a great psychological book, and it's a great book about the day-to-day existence that we live. And there's a guy who, between missions, to try and make the time between missions last longer, just sits and stares at his tent while all the others are out distracting themselves and having fun. And he says, I want it to last longer. Now, obviously, we don't want to get to a point where we're sitting like bored, making the day last as long as possible. But I think it is important that we experience what we might call flow, or a flow state, where you're not bored, but also you're not thinking too hard about what you're doing and focusing on what you're doing. So, for example, if I said to you, you know, next time you walk and really focus on how you walk, and you might go, whoa, what's this? Like, I just do this every day and I don't think about it. And you might stumble a little bit. I think Danny Kahneman wrote that great book, Thinking Fast and Slow Out. Sometimes we need to think fast when we're learning a new skill. So we're conscious of everything that we're doing and we're aware of everything that we're doing. And then when we're doing things which we're good at, we think more slowly on autopilot. And flow state exists between these two states, where there's sufficient challenge but not too much challenge, where you feel relaxed and you're sometimes doing something and you're unaware of time and you're just living in the moment. Sometimes people do experience this through painting and decorating, which I don't like. Might be watching a film, doing something you enjoy, but they're precious, those moments. And when I play cricket, I'm not playing this season because my lad's young and it's hard, but when I play cricket, often for those 6 or 7 hours of the cricket match, I think of nothing else but the cricket. And that's a very, very nice state to get in, and one of the advantages of playing a game that can be quite slow in places, but also have moments where all of a sudden you've got to switch it on and do something. But I do experience a flow state when I play cricket. Each day we need to enjoy it, and we need to have meaning in each day. And no one can really tell you what meaning and purpose is. You've got to find your own way. And I think it was Francis Bacon, the famous artist, who said that you need to forge your own meaning. That was a very powerful statement that he made. And I think he's right. You can't sit around waiting for life to be meaningful. You've got to create meaning in your own life. You can do that with others or by yourself or whatever. But you should be enjoying it. And I've spoken before about the importance of the morning. If you struggle in the mornings, you need to create routines and structures that help you in the mornings. It might be positive affirmations, where you run through positives for the day, ways that you're going to approach things. So it may well be that when you wake up, you say, right, today I'm going to enjoy 3 things that I do today, and I'm going to consciously enjoy them. That might be your affirmation or whatever in the morning, or your target or whatever. So an affirmation would be a bit more of a saying, or something that you like, a motto, if you like, but it can be linked to a specific thing that you do that day. And it might be that you say something about yourself, like, you know, I'm a happy person, I wake up positively. You have that kind of mentality when you wake up. And again, as I've said before, it can take 30 to 60 days for those things to become second nature. Find good, meaningful routines. Think about your targets. It might be that you write down your targets and you revisit them regularly and say, right, what are my targets? What do I want to achieve in life? Where am I going? What small steps can I make towards them? Review them regularly. And think about, in relation to those targets, I've said it before, 4 categories. What are you going to contribute to? What are your career prospects? What kind of relationships do you want in your life, and what do you want to do in your recreation time? I've spoken about those 4 things before. Think about those in relation to targets and where you're going. I set a target a while back to meet friends once a month, and during COVID and becoming a father, it can be easy to not see people who matter to you. So my immediate circle of friends who I grew up with, I see them once a month, and sometimes they arrange things, my friends arrange things, and sometimes I go, right, I'm going to arrange an event, and they all came out this week for my birthday, which I really appreciate, lads. Thanks to Dave as well, who contributed through coffee.com. Really appreciate your support, Dave. Sometimes we need targets, because if we don't, we just drift through days, which is okay, but sometimes you can take your eye off the ball. And you drift and feel a sense of, I'm not really going anywhere with my life. And that's where targets need to come in. You go, right, I need to think fast now. I need to think about what I want to do and what steps I can take to move towards those things. Present moment awareness as well. There's a beauty and a solace in the present. And when you're just sitting there doing something, enjoying it, or with someone enjoying it, that's important. Those moments are beautiful, and we don't often pursue them consciously because our mind is worrying about the past and the present. And I'll speak to you about those in a moment. But we need to live in the present and be informed by the past. You do need to have an eye on the past. And also, you've got to have an eye on the future. But you shouldn't be dominated by past or future. Now, if someone's running after you, about to kill you, then obviously, you panic, and that's right. Fight or flight response, being anxious about things, being a bit worried about something, or feeling that you made a mistake about your past, that's all part of being a human. But when you spent most of your time in the past or worrying about the future, instead of living in the present, or letting your present be dictated to by those, and let's be honest, some people have been through terrible things and live difficult lives. And some people might not have much of a future. They might be affected by a particular illness or in the midst of a war or whatever. Who's to say what people's circumstances are? But as much as possible, we need to live in the present. And I'm just going to turn my phone off. And try to appreciate the present for what it is, as a moment of beauty that you'll never have again. It's a gift, a present. Dwell there as much as you can. By taking 5 breaths and focusing on the breath and noticing what you can sense with your 5 senses, you can actually place yourself in that present at all times. Today is the best time ever to be alive, and some people might go, oh yeah, like, things have declined a bit, and you know, there will be ups and downs, but now is the best time ever to have lived in history, and there's a lot of opportunities out there, and it's hard because we are controlled by a lot of stuff around us, and we shouldn't shy away from acknowledging that. But think about where power lies and what you can do in your life. And I'm talking to myself here as much as anyone else, because sometimes I don't do this. I let things that I can't control affect me rather than thinking, what can I control? And that is the essence of wisdom. Knowing what I can and can't control, knowing the difference, and pursuing what I can control. I've mentioned before the Doorstop Mile podcast, which I listened to just before the last lockdown, about how making that initial change, that initial decision, that initial first step, like they said, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, or Lincoln saying to begin is to be halfway there. That first step can be the most difficult. And that's why I'm doing this podcast, because I want to work with others on this podcast. But I said to myself last October, I'm going to do it. I did a bit of training myself and I started doing it. Spoke to a few people, invested a bit of money, and here I am now doing this podcast, which makes me feel really, really good about myself, my self-esteem and my value. And I want you all to come with me as well. And if you can contribute financially through coffee.com with a regular monthly donation, you don't have to. If you don't, it's absolutely fine. Share this with others. Come on and help me. Get involved in things. You know what my themes are: creativity, history, politics, well-being, financial survival. I want to speak to people who have got something to say. Let's get this message out there. And they say the most important revolution is the personal one. And they're absolutely right. But then by working with others, you gain so much more momentum. And I don't like Edmund Burke, but let's be that little platoon that goes out to change the world. Having a little dig at Burke there, and his political philosophy, but in all people, there's always elements of truth, even in the most disgraceful, awful people. There's always some goodness in them and some utility in them. And whoever you are out there listening, there's something very important in you as well. And if your life, the aim of life, the meaning of life is to see the value in yourself and to express it in the world without stepping on other people's shoes. So I'll leave it there for today. Follow me on Twitter at North Podcasts. Obviously, I've mentioned coffee already. Share this with three people. Review, like, whatever you want to do. I am also going to be going on YouTube from now on. So if you go onto my YouTube channel, North and South Podcasts, and please subscribe and like on there, as well as subscribing and following and liking through Spotify. I've had over 1,000 listens now because of the YouTube as well, which is really nice to think that 1,000 times people have listened to my podcast, even if they've turned it off fairly quickly. That's good, and that makes me feel better. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're all in this together. So thank you very much, everyone who's supported me so far on this little journey. Life is beautiful. Doesn't always seem that way. But hang in there. And when you wake up tomorrow, you'll never have that day again. And seize the day, folks.